Today's message for Wednesday, 19th of January, 2022. The topic for today is The Power of Understanding. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment, 1 Chronicles 12:32. Understanding simply means the ability to grasp the full meaning of knowledge. A person is said to possess understanding when he uses knowledge intelligently. One of the advantages of having understanding is that it puts you in control. Today's Bible verse tells of the children of Issachar, that all their brethren were at their commandment. Whether all their brethren refers to the rest of the tribe of Issachar or the entire nation of Israel would not change the fact that having understanding above others will put you in control over them. When Solomon ascended the throne of Israel, he had an encounter with God where he was told to ask whatever he wanted. Realizing the importance of understanding for leadership, Solomon scorned riches and power and asked God for an understanding heart, 1 Kings 3:9. God granted his request and that singular virtue put him firmly in charge all through his reign. The Bible also says that understanding is a wellspring of life unto whoever has it, Proverbs 16:22. The simple fact to take away here is that understanding puts you in control of life issues. But when you lack understanding, you become an unfortunate victim of the vicissitudes of life. The best source of understanding is the Almighty God. With him is unlimited understanding, Isaiah 40:28. David knew this and asked God for understanding, Psalms 119:73. Like Paul prayed for the Ephesians, you should also pray to the Lord for the spirit of understanding. As you pray, may the Lord answer you speedily and grant you such level of understanding that will put you in charge at all times and in all realms of existence. Further Bible reading. 1 Kings 3:3-14. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.